this will just take a minute and automatically everything should go forward.
Thank you. Honorable moderator and august participants, welcome to the presentation of Adolescent Reproductive Health, which is mostly focused on ISC materials for the non-literate adolescents, and that have created a momentum for the adolescents to participate meaningfully in the ongoing program activities. I am Dr. Rishikesh Sarkar on behalf of Plan Bangladesh, presenting the success of the adolescents of Plan Bangladesh. I have no relationship to disclose. At the start, I like to say something on the background. Plan Bangladesh is working in that area for a couple of years. And as a program approach, firstly, we go in-depth situation analysis with the adolescents, and that revealed a very vulnerable situation of the adolescent reproductive health in that area. Gender discrimination against the girls is remarkably prevalent in that area. Also, the prevalence of early marriage, dowry, trafficking also prevailed. And there is a lack of accessibility for adolescents, and especially the adolescents are reluctant to seek the reproductive health care systems, care facilities. And in spite of the cultural prevalence, there is a prevalence of highly early marriage, especially among the adolescent girls. A plan, along with other actors, were trying to overcome those, but there was a lack of appropriate materials, especially for the non-literate adolescents in that area. So the ultimate objective of this project was to develop appropriate ISC materials that is friendly to the adolescent, especially for the non-literate and illiterate adolescents, and to enable adolescents to explore and share their real-life experiences so that they feel ownership with the programs, and to increase adolescents' participation in the ARS program. You can see the picture here. An adolescent mother already have three children, and again she conceived, is anemic and come to the local facility. So it is the prevailing situation. A few background information regarding the project. The project was implemented in the 5 rural area and 2 urban area of Plan Bangladesh. And we covered almost 20,000 adolescents in each program area, with a total coverage of 100,000 community-based adolescent groups and 46 high schools and 150 adolescent clubs. Besides this, plan also implementing a nutrition project to give a holistic coverage to the adolescent reproductive health issues. So, we followed the approach to develop some adolescent-friendly ISC materials. At the first step, we organized a workshop to generate the flexible and creative learning materials which would be encourage adolescents to become owner of their stories. In that workshop, adolescents also shared few things that whether the adults listen to them or not. They are fearful to the adults, and learning materials developed by the adults for the adolescents are full of information and advices. Then we organized adolescent story writing workshop. These were the 5 day long workshop, and total we organized 3 workshops. In each workshop, adolescents are divided into 4 subgroups depending upon their diverse skill of hearing, writing, and listening. And basic information regarding the adolescent issues are supplied to them, and each group worked their agreed topic and shared their progress in the plenary. They received feedback and prepared the final draft, and facilitators and co-facilitators always give the backup support with supplying of relative informations regarding the issues. And finally, they developed 12 stories covering the 16 topics of adolescent reproductive health. And finally, these are compiled and published by Plan Bangladesh in 8 story books. For your information, we are displaying the books and cards in the hall and also in the plan booth, you can see. Then, adolescent clubs also requested to develop materials for illiterate adolescents. This is the focus of this presentation. And then, From each study, a photograph-based study cards are developed, and through adolescent participation from studies without having any text or literature. And study cards are used by encouraging non-literate adolescents to make their stories from their from the cards. So what happened? Initially, we had a target to reach at least 80% adolescent boys and girls in our sessions, but this was lag behind. Because adolescents always, they are the listeners. But after introducing the adolescent cards, the participation of adolescents started increasing gradually, and at the end of 1 year, it exceeds our primary target. So, what happened? The iceberg started melting. Adolescents, both literate and illiterate adolescents, started sharing their story from their own lips, their hidden things. Literate and illiterate adolescents become more motivated, vocal, and participated in the organized groups. Most of the adolescents become aware of their rights and could communicate with the adults and parents, opinion leaders, effectively. Adolescents come up with joint efforts to address the rights. For example, in one area, within 1 year, they prevent 5 early marriages from their own initiative, involving the others. So in the conclusion, I like to say that the study cards, especially for non-literate adolescents, explored an opportunity for the literate adolescents to share sensitive issues, and study books and study cards have created enthusiasm and motivated adolescents to participate more actively in the project activities. And finally, also brought ownership to the adolescents, to the program. I like to say my sincere thanks to plan management, including the health country health team led by Dr. Selena Amin. I also thankful to our plan USA colleagues, Dr. Tom Lewis and Ryan. And finally, I am grateful and respectful to the adolescents of my program area. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Dr. If we have, do we have any questions from the group for Dr. Sharkar before our next speaker? Would you like to address, maybe by the microphone, that way we could all hear. Yes. Sure.
Actually, we covered the age group 9 to 19, and we have 5 successful stories, and already we documented those as a case studies. For example, Monjuara, an adolescent of 14 years, she was in class 7, and she was the prey of early marriage by his parents, and she took some initiatives. She involved her adolescent group, opinion leaders, and finally, convince the parents to stop the early marriage. If you need, I can send you the case studies. Thank you.
Any additional questions at this time?
Can I follow that up, actually?
Sure. Uh-huh.
I'm just curious, do the adolescent girls, particularly the ones that were married,
yeah.
Yeah. Girls are married off. They go home to mom until they get their period, and then they're sent off to the boy's house, regardless of whether physically they can actually, they physically can conceive, right? But they can't actually have a baby, it's unhealthy for them, right, among other things. So I'm just wondering, did that come up in these stories, or were the children more talking about other things?
Actually, this type of situation also existing in our country, in our program area. There are marital rape, there are violence, These are commonly reported in our area. The success stories, those are documented. This type of case we don't have.
We can come back to have more discussion after all of our panelists have presented. Thank you, Dr. Sarkar. I think another thing that struck me as I listened to his presentation that the young adolescents and children were not only involved in the development of these stories, but then in the presentation and during the educational sessions, they were able to reorder and use them to come alive in a new and different way for them and tailor those messages for them. Thank you again. Our next speaker is Veronica Estrella Murillo. She's with the California Family Health Council. And Veronica is the Director of Health Education for CFHC and has a Master's of Public Health. She's been involved in the development and translation of materials and evaluation of health education programs for over 20 years, which was about the time I first met Veronica. So we've known each other off and on, and both are here from California. She has specialized expertise in developing resources for populations with limited reading skills that are written in a plain language, with the sensitively written and for the intended target population. She'll be speaking today on the Linguistic and Cultural Competency Toolkit as soon as I get her presentation up. So let's see.